Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cammie Berthume, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Well, let it never be said that the only concern of the Catholic Church regarding abortion is changing the legality of it. In addition to the important work of challenging unjust laws, the Church continues to offer all sorts of care and support to those facing the issue, including services and programs for those in crisis pregnancies. Check out last week's program for one example. And healing for those affected by an abortion, as Rachel's Vineyard does. Joining us now to tell us more about the work of Rachel's Vineyard are Father Kevin Clinton and Fee Mahler, who are board member and board chair. Father Clinton, Fee, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Hello. Great to have you both with us. Thank you so much. Well, we have featured Rachel's Vineyard Ministry in the past here on Practicing Catholic, as it's a ministry focused on providing healing for those impacted by abortion. But why don't you refresh us on the specific services offered by Rachel's Vineyard and how that does provide hope and healing for those affected by abortion. So, Father Clinton, let me toss that question towards you.
Well, I get to open the discussion here.
Yeah.
Rachel's Vineyard creates an environment in which people, with the support of others, and I would say also by the grace of God, are able to face into safely what has really happened in their lives. And this is very, very important, because with the abortion experience, there is tremendous denial about what has happened. It's a natural defense mechanism that people have to protect themselves from this life shock that is the result of choosing to not have someone be born. I mean, this is something that profoundly affects the lives of people. So we have a weekend that begins on a Friday and goes to a Sunday afternoon, and very much step by step, with the support of others, with time to rest and get perspective on yourself, people are able to face into the truth that will set them free by the grace of God. So that's a real quick a summary of what we try to do in this extended period of time.
That's great. Thank you. Fee, let me ask you a similar question, just about your own experiences of Rachel's Vineyard. How have you seen Rachel's Vineyard and the services that you offer affect the lives of the people affected by abortion?
You know, in so many ways. I mean, it's such a miraculous weekend. And so, usually on Friday, when people arrive, they're feeling anxious, they're feeling afraid, not sure what the weekend's going to be. And as Father Clinton so eloquently said, you know, it's they're now facing a very grave traumatic situation they've gone through, and they're now dedicating this time. And so they kind of come in kind of afraid, and we just kind of lead them through the process, just to kind of give you a an idea. So like Friday night, we base it on the Passion of the Christ. So Friday night is, you know, the crucifixion. Saturday is in the tomb. And then Sunday is the resurrection. Mm-hmm. And so, we kind of go through these different processes, and it's with living scriptures. And that process is basically, you know, we'll read each scripture that kind of pertains to each aspect of the gospel. And then we do a meditation, and then we have like kind of a ritual, so that way we can make it real for those individuals. And what's really interesting is just to see, you know, when people go through this process, on Sunday, you know, those who came in burdened by the world, their faces are shining again, and they have been able to meet with God, see the face of God, and begin to heal and reconcile.
Yeah. Fee, let me ask you, too, about how many people usually come on these weekends, and is it just I mean, I imagine that it's not just women who have had an abortion, but it's because abortion affects many, many people. So give us some insight as to that.
You are so right. You know, there's definitely a ripple effect. Obviously, the women who go through abortion, it's very impactful there.
Sure.
But, you know, the fathers are impacted, you know, and in so many different ways. Grandparents can be impacted. You know, we have people who come on retreat because they persuaded their daughter to go through abortion when she was young. And now they're recognizing, you know, that they've lost a grandchild. People come at different times in their life, you know, if they've not dealt with it and it's been many, many years, as they get older, they still think about it, and then they come and they receive the healing. So yeah, so it's, we have people who, we have, you know, men and women who come on retreat. We have people who've been a part of the abortion industry who have turned away from that and need healing from that. And we've even had friends come on, friends who at one time in their life, they brought someone to get an abortion, and then they realized later that maybe they could have been more supportive in helping their friend either keep the child or go through adoption or some other alternative, not recognizing that the abortion itself would be very, very painful and would not be the end all that maybe they thought it would be.
Right, right. Wow. Well, Father Clinton, let me come back to you, and maybe if I might, this is appealing specifically to your priesthood, but how can you speak a little bit to how Jesus is presenting himself through you, but to these mothers who have had an abortion, to these, as we heard just now from Fee, fathers, relatives, grandparents, etc., who have been impacted by the abortion that's been had. How does Jesus present himself to these people?
For me, the situation of Jesus being presented by a group of people with a woman who has committed adultery is a very good example of how Jesus reacts to something like this. The situation of Jesus there is to be with the person, to be compassionate, to accompany the person in the pain and the shame and the embarrassment that she's feeling and certainly is being put on her. In the general culture, there is tremendous polarization. There's craziness on both extremes of this issue. We are kind of in the middle, like a field hospital, as Pope Francis likes to use, in which those who have been in denial for a long time are given a safe environment to face into their woundedness and open up to the healing. A lot of post-abortive people have locked themselves in a prison and isolated themselves. Jesus is with this person, and when the crowd wants to stone her, I mean, where's the guy who was involved in this situation? Where is he? I mean, he's not even mentioned by the group. He's with her, and what's interesting, he goes down on the ground and writes on the ground. And then he's pushed a little further and says, okay, what do you think about this woman? And his response is to put the crowd back on their heels and say, let the one who's never sinned cast the first stone. I mean, Jesus is not supportive of adultery here, you know? He wants to be present to the woman and to bring her, accompanying her, by the grace of God, to a better place. That's what we do. So people come into Rachel's Vineyard Retreat, and we're not going to be beating them up or judging them. We are accompanying them and providing them to an environment where they feel safe to deal with the truth of their lives. And Jesus simply says to the woman, avoid this, don't do this. And then she goes away, and she's in a much, much better place
Right.
The trauma or the shock of an abortion is very difficult to manage, especially right. when you do it by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, well, amen to that. Thank you, Father, for that great little application of John 8 there for us. Thank you for that. Fee, one final question as we have just over a minute left here. Let me ask you, what are some of the things or how can people get involved with the work of Rachel's Vineyard? Where can they find out more?
They can go directly to our website at ourvineyardmn.org. and learn about our ministry. If they want, they can make a donation there as well. Some of the ways that they can support our ministry is to make sure that at your parish that you're announcing when our retreats are. We can publish them in your bulletin. Our next retreat is November 5th through 7th, and then we will also offer retreats 3 in 2022.
Nice.
We've recently send a letter to all the parishes with different ways to share our resources, and you can follow up and make sure that this is getting published at your parish. And pray. Prayer and pray. Pray that those who are wounded by abortion and are hurt and still suffering and grieving alone, pray that they find a Rachel's Vineyard retreat to come to reconcile to God and to be healed.
Wonderful. Thank you for that, Fee. And Father Clinton, speaking of prayer, just wondering if you might be willing to offer a quick prayer in our closing seconds here and then a blessing for all of our listeners, please.
Lord Jesus, compassionate expression of God's love and benevolence for us, help us be present to those who need to trust in your healing, your forgiveness, and your power to bring us to a better place. Especially help us be present to those wounded in the loss of loved ones and in the loss of their own children. Help us be sensitive to them, and be with us in our ministry. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Father. Thank you both, Father Clinton and Fee, for joining us here on Practicing Catholic. Thank you so much for the work that you do. May God bless you in it and strengthen you for it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's time for one more break. On the other side of it, Paul and I will update you on some great opportunities to practice your faith and grow closer to the Lord Jesus and His church. We'll be back in 1 minute.